Hello, listeners. I'm Derek Quackenbush, and this is Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success. Welcome to our series on getting into America's top universities. In this episode, evaluating applicants. We're joined by Suzanne Condon, the founder of Coast to Coast College Counseling and an expert on the college admission process. So Suzanne, you know, you talk about the importance of like the rigorous high school curriculum. Do these admissions officers know the various curricula that are offered at high schools so they can evaluate just how challenging a student made it for themselves?
Yes, they absolutely do. What the colleges do is they assign admissions counselors to each school, to each high school. And that counselor knows that high school's curriculum inside and out. They know what were the AP scores for the AP US History class that year. They know what were the subject test scores typically for that class. They know what the mean SAT and GPA for the high school was. They know what courses were offered so that students are really competing against students at their own school.
And these admissions, and I'm sure it's different for every college, but is it typically like a team of admissions people who evaluate an applicant? Is it one person who evaluates one applicant? How does that generally work?
It's typically a team, but your biggest supporter in the process is going to be your admissions rep for your high school. That's the person that I see that's going to be guiding your application through the process. That's the person that's going to say, I read this application and I just really connected with this student. I think this is the right fit for our school. And that person's going to go to bat for you in the process. The private schools typically have your applications read by more than one person. In the public schools, I don't know how many people read, but I would assume not as many as in a private setting.
And this, hopefully I can ask this question intelligently. When we talk about a grade, right, like say an A versus a B or versus a C, is that grade representative more of intellectual ability or effort? In other words, if someone gets a B, but they worked really, really hard, or even a C, and they can prove to the admissions officer that maybe my grade wasn't great, but I tried my best versus, let's say, a C being a representative of just lack of effort. Does that ever come into it? Are they able to figure that out?
I think it's difficult to figure that out in this process. I think they are looking at the grade as a standalone. If we're talking about less competitive colleges, I think they'll take more consideration into the amount of effort that goes into it. I work with a lot of students that have learning disabilities. And if a student talks about their learning disability and they have a B or they have a C, but they talk about the amount of effort that went into getting that grade, I think the colleges respect that and take that into consideration. There's a lot of students that have to work twice as hard as their peers to get the same grade. And they've had to develop unique skills or coping mechanisms to get through the class. And I think colleges are very forgiving when they see a student has had to overcome obstacles in terms of some sort of learning issue.
Well, that's really good to know. And this process overall, how they evaluate applicants, sounds pretty complicated. And once again, as you mentioned, if possible, it's important for students to work with a professional through the process. Suzanne, thank you. This was a great episode on evaluating applicants. Listeners, you can learn more about this episode or Suzanne and her work on our resource page at podcastsofamerica.com/universities. Please stay tuned for our next episode, Standing Out. Until then, this is Derek Quackenbush for Podcasts of America, Mastering America for Your Success.